Thank you so much for staying online. Is this Michael?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michael. It's Lisa. How are you?
How are you doing, Lisa? Long time.
Exactly.
What's that?
I'm saying it has been a long time. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just calling with hello?
I'm saying, what's going on? I believe the receptionist told me that you were upset and things are not seeming
Not,
to.
not, well, not, not really, not, not really as much upset. Just, I think I'm needing more guidance on how to do this. Like, I've never written a book before. I know I'm probably pretty hard to work with. I have a traumatic brain injury. I'm a bit scatterbrained, and I'm not seeing as many times that we've talked that there's been a lot of that. The first chapter is pretty decent. But maybe I need some more
To review.
guidance on how to organize everything rightly. Maybe like if somebody gave me one question, and maybe I write it down so I look at it, and then every time we have a call, I could see by the next call there has been some progress on the book being written. But sometimes I'm talking and I'm on the phone, and then my mind goes in a different spot, or I'm asked a question that takes us in a different direction, and somehow I'm not seeing much progress. I like how the first chapter was written, and I know I'm probably pretty difficult to deal with. So, but I really just think I want to try and get both of us on our end to be more organized. It's partly my fault too. I'm not saying it's all. It's all you guys. You guys are doing. You're writing books all the time. There's nothing I could handle.
That's completely fine, Michael. It's all right. Let me tell you one thing, okay? The only problem, not really a problem, but only one concern that we had dealing with you was getting the information, right? You're absolutely right. When we had sessions, I mean, we'll be talking about something and then we will be, getting on another topic. So we will be jumping narrative again and again. That was the only concern.
Yeah.
That's humanly possible. It's completely normal. We do that all the time. We talk about something and then we start talking about 10 other things that are not related or somehow related to it. So that's
Yeah,
your
and
fault.
then somehow I wasted my call, and that's partially my fault,
That's completely fine. We miss the direction at a lot of times when we are having discussions like that. So that's completely normal. And you don't need to worry about anything. You're good. The team has now expedited the project. I understand that there was an entire time frame or timeline in which Kevin was busy and he was working on a lot of things. So we weren't on the same page, I believe, in terms of the project. And you
Yeah,
do.
I also had a video of that woman, Mel Kay, about 20 minutes long. She gave a speech. She even had a chart of how the cabal works, and she's very knowledgeable on all this stuff. And if you it, you could just take her speech and take her name out of it, so I don't get sued for plagiarism.
Material. Yes.
Is that you could make a whole chapter out of what she just said. I got a lot on my plate. My mind is like scattered all over the place. I just don't think I'm doing this right on my end either. So I need some help from you guys that write books on all the time on how even I could organize things a bit better. So every call we get on, maybe you could ask me one question and then keep my mind from flying all over the place, and then kind of take it from there. And then every call we have, we go, okay, I could see progress every time we made a call. Okay, this has been written, that's been written, and so on and so forth. And it's been hard to even get to talk to you guys. That you're It's been about a month since we even had a conference,
Detailed conference, I
something like
remember.
that.
I was
Yeah,
coming to that. You remember
and I know
when
that
we had that?
you and I,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's what I was going to talk about. You and I, we had multiple conversations, and they were, like, very long, lengthy in terms of your early childhood and everything else. We discussed in detail. Now, all that material is not incorporated in the draft yet. That's the reason why you're not having any more sessions, you know. Now, once the team or Kevin catches up and extracts all that information from our sessions, put it down on paper, until and unless that is done, then only we can have further sessions and get you more questions in order to extract information from you. Right now, we are organizing what we already have. Okay, the information that you provided.
Yeah, there was one talk we had. I think it was about an hour. I said the really intricate details on the Capitol and what happened that day. That I haven't seen anything about that.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That they have just.
That's probably one of the most important chapters right there.
Yes. Yes, yeah. We're going to work in sequence, Michael. We start off with the first chapter. We need to find the correct position or placement of this this particular chapter in the book. So maybe we want to incorporate this and make it chapter 5, let's just say. Now, before chapter 5, there has to be 4 more chapters, and we need to put all the thoughts and the concepts of those 4 chapters in writing, and then we can move on to 5th chapter, right? So we're not jumping.
Okay.
We want to work in a certain sequence. So everything stays organized. All right? You with me?
Okay.
Okay.
So we're getting there. This book will be written, right? You guys haven't given up on me.
Of course not. Why would you think that? Don't worry about anything.
Because I don't know. I've never written a book before, and. And I'm not sure you guys are being honest with me if I'm doing a crappy job.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing just fine. You're a sweetheart. So that's not a problem at all, okay? No worries. I mean, it takes 2 hands to clap, right? So I understand things are not very smooth, but they're going to start being smooth because right now you got the initial draft. We'll work on 2 to 3 drafts more, and you'll see everything fall in sync. All right? So you got nothing to worry about. And let me tell you something, Michael. I know that I'm not part of the project now, not anymore. Sheldon is handling it, and Sheldon is a really good project manager. But if you face any kind of difficulties, you have any issues, you just call for me, okay? I'm overviewing things.
Yeah, the only thing I'm having a hard time getting a hold of them. It's been like a month since we talked. And then I know they're busy or sick and whatnot. And then I asked to see what's been written, and there hasn't been much left. There hasn't been much written since the last time I looked at it. Maybe one extra note.
Yes.
And you know, I'm concerned. Maybe I'm not doing enough. You know, but I am calling all the time. It's not like I'm not eager to get this done. You know.
I know. You got nothing to worry about. As I said, I'm going to have the project expedited now that Kevin can also focus individually on your project. You're going to see things change. Just give me like another week or so. You'll see things go back to you'll see things expedited. Actually, go back to what it was. That cannot happen. So let's just focus, stay positive, work together, and we're going to get this through. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
So when will I be hearing from anybody? And
today.
Is there anything that I could do now?
Okay.
To prepare.
For now, you just sit back. Let me ask them about the next draft and see what the timeline is in order to provide you the next draft. And you will hear either from Kevin or Sheldon today itself to give you the estimated timeline and also the exact date of the next delivery. Sounds good?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. You take care of yourself. Good talk.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.